This was Daniela Shane about Rabbi Yehoshua Falk. Okay. I will say, okay. Today, wait, I think is the wrong packet. You want to see? It might be the other. Maybe the other. I think we have the wrong packet.
This is four?
This is four. I think we're up to three. You'll do me a favor?
Yeah, sure.
Go by the Rav Stender.
Yeah, okay. We have
I think he put two packets in. And so I think we're going to recollect this as the...
Is that a copy of
it? Oh, yeah, he's going...
Tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, so we're continuing now in Inyanei Hotzah part three. And this is the following nekuda. The question at hand is said that to be a Rishus HaRabim, you have to have a street that is Tezai Lama wide. So, like around 30 feet or so wide. And then there's a machlokas, what we discussed last week, whether you also need 600,000 people or not. Question, 600,000 people on that street? What does it mean, 600,000 people in the vicinity? That's a question. So half the Rishonim say there's no such requirement. All you need is that it has Zayinama. And the other half of the Rishonim say no. Lakula, that you need Tezayinama, and you need another requirement of Shishim Rebo, and if you don't have both requirements, you won't be a Rishus HaRabim. So the question is there a third requirement? And that is what's called Mefulash Mishar Lashar. So meaning that it could go straight from one end of the city to the other end of the city. So some people, we'll see, want to claim that certain big streets that are not considered Rishus HaRabim because they turn. Like Ocean Parkway makes a turn. And therefore, if it's not a straight street, similar to what it was in the Midbar, that there was the encampment, and then there was a straight path going on one end of the encampment to the other end of the encampment. So if you say like that, then you're going to make many streets, many cities into a karma, not into a Rishus HaRabim, because they won't fulfill that requirement. And we'll see that some poskim of the opinion that there is no such requirement that it be straight. It doesn't have to be straight. As long as you can make your way through, I'll show you a quotation here. from Rav Moshe Big Zatzal. He wrote here on page 21, the sefer I wrote on Erevin. He's here, it says, Om, the last paragraph. Omnam, yesh mokam lebal din lachlok, shakol kan avonis ha-gemara, shasorchi mufulosh, sh'ein meniyah b'meshach ha-derech lalech mikatzeh ha-echa l'katzeh ha-sheini. Whereas, as long as you could, it doesn't have to be straight, so you can make a turn here, and you make a turn here, and that's, hey, kosev ha-gon Rav Moshe Bik, v'geres the Rav Yosef Maskowitz, aval b'ir v'medina sh'esh b'kam. You see, if there was one street, that's all there was, and then it stops, so then it's not mefulish. But every street, you can turn off into another street. In other words, if there would only be one street, then that would have to go from one side of the city till the other side of the city. But by Yarosh Shalonu, Shakol Mavi Rochav Kosher to the Mavi Hasheni. In other words, every street leads into another street. Not necessarily straight. You make a turn. You make a turn off this street. And you call him Lagiel Lekzei Ha'Acher Shalir Hadei Shaholach B'Mavi Echad Ushan Ponel Mavi Acheres Hashegi Arakotze Shaper Nikvay Mechovus Ruful Shloshim Mishar L'Sheher Nechein Shemati Shomer Harav Agon Anam Rabik Odos Harachovus Beir New York Shehem Mifu Shloshim Ad California, Mefulosh Biz California. And when they asked Rav Bik, what about the streets here? Are they Mefulosh? He said, Biz California. They're Mefulosh until California. Because you can get into a car and you can drive from here to California. It's a Mefulosh Biz California. So that's why Rav Bik did not subscribe to this, the heter of that you need this, that once the street is not straight, then takes away the din of Rosh Hashanah.
What's the translation of Mefulosh?
Foolish means that it's pivush means that it's you can get through. It's penetrable.
So if the road turns, it wouldn't be penetrable. As some people say.
No, some people say that has to be the foolish mishalashar means that it's not only the foolish, but it's mechuvan. It's straight. You know, like. In some cities, there's one main road that goes in the middle of the city, and it goes straight from the one end to the, you know, they call it Main Street.
Right.
Because it's the main street. Bathurst and Toronto.
There's no end. It starts in America and goes on.
Yeah. So, however, there were those that said, I'm doing it a little bit backwards. I'm showing you the more contemporary people. There's a letter, there's a sefer, page 14, written by Rav Mendel Kasher, lived here on the west side, and he wrote the famous sefer Torah Shleima, and he also wrote other books for him. So he wrote a sefer called Adam al Hayareach, right, Halachas of Man on the Moon, and he wrote a sefer on... Yeah, he wrote a sefer on Tikkun Erevin in Manhattan. So, which is pro Tikkun Erevin in Manhattan. So basically, the big thing that people say is, oh, there was an Erev in Warsaw. So if there was an Erev in Warsaw, then why can't there be an Erev here? So he says, what was the heter in Warsaw? So this is a letter, this is a handwritten letter from Rav Shlomo David Kahana, the Rav in Warsaw. So if you want to see it printed, the same, says over here on the left. Mm-hmm. He says, Michtav Echad Migdoli Torah Balei Harav Mufusar Balom Marashi Vad Rabin Be'ir Varsha. Harav, next page, Rav Shlomo David Kahana. Bo Mavur Yisod Heter Shal Tikan Erevin Be'ir Varsha. Umaskin with Tikkun Erev Biparis al Smach, so it's a pesach of Tov and Ogem Ofen Yoshal Yo to Tikkun Erev in Manhattan. So the letter here is from Shlomo David Kahana. He writes,
"What? Oh. Where the girl is, right?
Yeah. The Shokudmans, yeah. So here, so on page 16, he writes, Al Dasha Iloso in Bayaris Akdolus Shrichim Lachosh Lachusaram Daraisa, so he had to sack in a tiltal rack with losses. The Daiti, so what he writes, Bayaris Katana Shadech Hamelach Malveris Baum, foolish, me aver, El Aver, Yesh Yosher Hashash Bayaris Gadolus. This is a counterintuitive sock. You know, you go to these little hick towns in the mountains. You know, you have that, you know, it's a small little town, and they have one street that goes straight from, you know, from one end. It says that's more of a chashash d'oraisa than these big cities. It's a pella, but this is what he says. Ki ha-heter shal shishim ribo eino borer. There is head of shishim ribo, that you need shishim ribo, and if not, it's not, you know, it's not pashut. Meaning many hold that it's a Rishus HaRabim even without Shishim Ribo. Rav Mishkanos Yaakov B'Tshuva Aruch HaLagon Rav Ephraim Zalman Malgarlius Kara Togar Al Heter Hazeh. He doesn't think it's a good Heter. U'machmir L'Hatzrich Glossus. So the six Shishim Ribo is not clear whether it's good or not. But he says V'Heter She'enu Mefulosh says muskam veniskabel, that the heter of Eino Mefulosh is. We were out, so look on. The Lord Eino Mishacholik alze Ayin Beis Yosef. Shapirsha Mefuloshim Haynu Shearim Mechuvan. So he teaches Mefuloshim means Haynu Shearim Mechuvanim Ze Keneged Ze. Vayaris Gedolos Lo Nimtza Mefulosh Klal. So he says, but you don't have a straight street in the big towns, somewhere it curves. So Mela, that's his Chem Irenu Nogim and Hador Shal Fanedu Batikan Ervin Ubal Lochush Lushusaram Daraisil Hatsuk Glossus. So he says, in the big city, Vagam Gufa Din Shal Shulchan Aruch, the Bait Glossus Eidu Muskim Chol Poskim, Kassar Zero, the field Shusaram Gomer, the Teres Bezos Beza. Okay, yeah. So Bekitzer, he says that that's the idea. That the big town, big cities are not mefulosh b'shar l'shar, because he is understanding that means mechuvan.
And we know that the midbar they were?
That's the assumption.
Kind of seems like he's arguing on Rashi. He can't really do that, right?
What do you mean arguing on Rashi?
He says that, like, you know, Kieter shel shishim ribo eino borer. Isn't it Rashi? Was
no, no, because that's a machlokas rishonim. So he thinks that... that there are the shitas that he thinks that there are the ikar shitas. I mean, it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
So what's the story? So one thing you have to realize, like this, that it could be, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch and you look at some of the Rishonim, that the idea of a straight street is only said in a walled city. Why? Because if you're in a walled city, here's the walled city with my fingers here. So if you're sitting here, you have three mechitzas. If you're here, you have three mechitzas. But if you're in the middle here, and the rabbim are going through, so at this point, if you hold asi rabbim v'atle mechitzta, so then the rabbim are going through, and they don't close up the gap. So this person standing here. In the middle, this whole middle, doesn't have any mechitzas to his credit. So that's why you need that it should be mechuvan l'shar l'shar, because if it's not like straight, then there'll always be three mechitzas. Because if the openings are one opening here, one opening here, wherever you'll be in the city, you'll be mukav with gimel mechitzas. But if you have a straight path going from one side to the other side, then it's when you're standing over here, then you will have no mechitzas. If you hold asiram mevatle mechitzde, that means when the traffic goes through, that doesn't let the mechitzas close up.
When the foolish, those who are saying the foolish mishar mishar, would be dafka if there's no actual gates there. Because if there's a gate, it's no longer three sides. Now you have four sides.
Well, a gate, we'll talk about in the future, but a gate, when it's open or when it's closed. In other words...
Isn't it not like it?
Well...
If you have a gate, it's enough. It has to be closed once a year or something.
No, so in other words, there's a concept of losses.
Yeah.
There's a concept of the losses. That if you have gates, here on the first page. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Yerushalayim Il Molei Dal Sosen in Olus Balayla Chayavin Olam Mishum Rishus Arabim. That Yerushalayim, every night they lock the gates. So if it wouldn't have been locked, it would have been a Rishus Arabim. And because why? Because the Rabim are going through. And only, as we'll see, there's a Tosis, maybe I'll show you in a future packet, that says, it means only for the person who's standing in that center area. Well, Tosis is, it's not in this packet, but Omed Be'emtza Pilush. But if you have gates, so then if there are two opinions, one opinion says it has to be, the Pashup Shah, it means it's closed at night. The Rambam says, even if it's Roy Linol. But if it's not Roy Linol, then... So there's a question whether, so the first sheet to lock it at night is not doable in this time and age. Who's going to have a, be able to lock off the city at night? And the other question, whether it means that you could potential lock, so then... That's also a question. Is that even considered that you can potentially lock? I told you, your friend Rabbi Ralbach, he built an Eruv in Amsterdam, assuming the idea that potentially locked is good enough. And it's basically like an accordion. Whereas you have one part of it is one side of the street, and theoretically you could pull it out and attach it to the other side.
Bereshit did that here.
Yeah, so...
To the Central Park.
Yeah, so Lemaisa... is like this. There's a machlokes between we'll see in a future packet, I'll show you more. But if you have a delis, so what is a delis? I mean, if the delis is open, closed, then that's like a wall. But if it's open, in the day, it's open. So what good is it? So some want to say, the pshat is, because since it could potentially stop the rabbim, then that's not a full-fledged Rishus HaRabim. And others say the following. Chazanish was always, he was very original. And he said that a delis means you need a Tzuras HaPesach. And then the Rabim go through, it's Mevatel. So you have a delis, that's Mevatel the Bekiyas HaRabim. But what's the Heftz of the Mechitza? The Tzuras HaPesach. But if there's no Tzuras HaPesach there by the Delis, then when the Delis is open, you have nothing. And that was his Shita. And he writes this, Bezer Shalom will make a whole pack of you. He writes this, in his Sefer, and then in the table of contents of the Sefer, when he speaks about this halach, he says, Ma'od Ma'od Yesh Li Zoher, that a Delis without a Tzuras HaPesach, garnished. So, and who is the Bar Plukta? So, two Choshuva people, Avnei Nezer was one Bar Plukta who held that you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. The Delis alone, even when it's open, is good. And then you have who? The Radzina Rebbe. There was the Radzina Rebbe, he wrote a Sefer, I think there were three parts, but two of the parts of the Sefer, one was his about Tchelis, the Shita of Tchelis, and one is his Shita about a Delis doesn't need a Tzuras HaPesach. Those are his like two main. It might have been a third thing, but those are his two main things.
How do you have a delis about?
I'll tell you. Say you have an enclosed area, right? And then you like in a public school, they have those fences, right? Where they have the. And then you open up the door, right? Now, in that gap, when the door's open, what's there? No, because the church of Chesed would mean that you need a top. You need two side things and a top.
A mashko.
Right, if there's no mashko, there's no church of Chesed. So the question is, say it's a big door, that when you open it, it's going to be a big gap. So are you allowed to carry in that area? So if you hold that you don't need a tzuras ha-pesach, the door alone is good. So even when it's open, it's good. So then that was the opinion of the Nez and the Radzin Rebbe. But the Chazon Ish said, in a second, that no, when it's closed, it's a mechitza. When it's open, it's nothing. And that's why he said that. But Lamaisa, one of my friends, Shlomo Shosefia, he asked Rav Ashri from the Lower East Side, he told him that for sure, that in Europe, if we didn't rely on the Avnei Nezer and the Radzin, that we'd have no Erevin. In other words, it was clear that the Chazon Ish was his own man. He sat in a corner and he said Chidushim on his own. Was not necessarily the minim, like the dateline. You know, he said that was his. You know, he claims that's the pashup shot of the past. But like he said, but the communities weren't doing that. So, but if he felt something was emes, it didn't matter whether the communities were doing it or not. You know, he said his shita. So even though the Erevin in Europe might have been based on the Hagoyim Tzadik. There's always room for you. Yeah. Take a chair. Yeah, so that was the story. Oh, so Kumtais, that the Shaila is, what does it mean, mefoolish? Getting back to our discussion. Does mefoolish mean mechuban? And if you don't have a straight street going through, if Osha Parkway turns, then it's ois rishis aravim? Well, no. It means that, all it means is that you have to be able to get there. And the Rivash on page 13 is the one who says that shita for Chumra. Look what he says. Second arrow. V'imhoyu roshei mevuos ha'ir pesuchim l'mesila mishnei rosheim af imhoyu akumim kimin dalet. Even if it's like a dalet, that means, you know, you have to make a turn, like the os dalet. Dinam kimufuloshim. So that's what Rabbik was saying.
Well, it says different.
What would that be if you would have a street that's curved?
What?
You're saying that the whole ocean parkway. How far down does it have to be in order that you can't, that it curves?
So,
like, what happens if they extend the street?
As long as someplace on the street.
Someplace where? What defines a street? A street is all the way end until the end. The ocean parkway connects to the prospect of the express and goes all the way down to the event. That would be also
the case that we're talking about. Is from one extreme to the other.
Within
within that city limits.
So in Brooklyn,
does it need to be straight or not? That's the issue. Uh-huh. It's a different day.
Yeah.
Wait, who argues on this?
Who argues? Well, he argued. The Varsha Varav argued.
Yeah, we have a Rebus in the region, right?
Right.
And that's, the Varsha Rav was someone who's an Akron considering Varsha.
Yes, so one second. So someone to say the Rashba argues.
The Rashba's almost Machmir of all.
Okay, yeah, well, that's a different Rashba.
And all the Rashbas are Machmir.
Okay. We'll have the Rashba, your Rashba, we're going to get to in a few
minutes. This Rashba's where?
On page 8. So what he says. So page 8 says, Mokim sharabim bokim bo mishar l'shar u'sh'orav mechuvonim ze k'neged ze k'diglei ha-midbar. Then im rochav sheish esrei amma ze rush esaram gemura. So that's what he says here. That it's Mokim sharabim bokim bo from one gate to the other, and you need sh'orav mechuvonim ze k'neged ze. It means it's straight. one end, just like the Digle Mibar, so if it's 16 amos wide, that's the Rishus HaRabim Gemura. So you could learn the simple pshat in the Rashba, is that Dumi the Digle Mibar. So you don't need, only not only by a walled city, by any city. And that's what the Rav in Varsha was makel based on that. The Rav in Varsha was makel based on that. That's this Rashba. That as long as you have, and the Rivash argues, the Rivash says it's called the foolish, even if it's like a dalit. But the Maisa, you have a dalit, so you make a turn, and then you'll make another turn, and you'll get where you have to get. Like Rav Bick said, Biz California.
Yes,
in the lechi occur. Yeah. So that Rav Moshe didn't like this heter. Thanks. Rav Moshe didn't like this heter. You see what it says on page 17. Yeah. So Rav Eisenstadt, he wanted to say that it's good. He named Moshe Ir, Al Zeh Shelo Dibarti Klum. In other words, he's asking Rav Moshe, he's asking whatever Erev he's asking. He says, but how come he's not mentioning the heter of Sha'arim Mechuvanim? Because Machtavek with that heter. Actually, Iku Yisodo is to be makel based on that. So why isn't Rav Moshe? So he's asking Rav Moshe, why did you totally avoid my heter? So Rav Moshe says, Aval, next paragraph. Aval ma shelo hiskarti zeklal. I didn't mention this heter at all. Aval polpula. I didn't even mefalpel with this heter. The livrura, whom itam shebe, and you see, ani novoch beikir din ze. I am very skeptical about this heter. Shemenolon shetzoch sheyum shu'arim mechuvonim ze k'neged ze. Ma shekosuv, that's what Moreno Teleki just did. Moshe Rashi Bemis Raya Shalom Kosov Shasharim Mukhubanim. Shakosov Sharishus Harabim Shalom Mukhubim Shah Lashar. You can have Shasholech Apo Ovan Al Kalasom, the Ena Shar Mukhubanim. Namushus Rab. Well, my Mapsi, the Emsa Mubua Shayim Chavim Tezainam. Maybe it means that if in the middle of the street, then it gets narrow. And there, maybe that's what it's referring to, that you need, like Rav Shechter pointed out, Rav Moshe held, that you need to have a status of Rishus HaRabim the whole way through. But not necessarily it has to be straight the whole way through. Oh, in the certain part, you don't have Shishim Ribo. Or Shemafsik Mokom Makura. Or maybe part of it is overhead. One second. He says all you need is to have a din Rishus HaRabim the whole way through, even if it's not straight. But as long as it keeps having the space and the amount of people, so even though it goes zigzag, big deal. So that's what Rav Moshe didn't. Wasn't gorish that heter. And the simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is that, take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. How this din is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch on page 3. Exer Rishus HaRabim. Rechovos v'shvakim harechovim sheshes ve'amo ve'ena mekurim ve'en lahem choma. Right? But now, ba'fil yesh lahem choma im hem ufuloshim yishar l'shar havi rishus harabim. He says, so the din of mufulosh yishar l'shar, the Shulchan Aruch, is only brought down when there's a choma. What's the vort? That's what I told you before. That's the Alter Rebbe's vort on page 5. The Alter Rebbe writes in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Ezeh Rishus Harabim Rechovus Veshvakim Rechovim Tezainamuk Al Tezainamuk Chikeni Rochav Haderech B'machan Elaviyah Shem B'midbar V'vush Einem Mekurim Einem Koma Afilu Yesh Lam Koma El Shehem Mefuloshim Shah Shah Hainu Shah Shorim Mechuvanim Zek Neged Zeh Sheyesh Lo Osu Derech HaMechuvan Mishar L'Shar Kol Din Rishus Harabim Him Rochav Tezainamuk Shrei Einu Ela Beiz Mechitz. So that's the word. Because if the whole idea is that if you have a straight thing and you have like this and it's straight and the traffic is going through here, so then what? So then when you're standing here, you're only going to have two walls. Because the wall, because if there was no rabbim going through, then we'd make imaginary lines to you know. But since we have the traffic, so the 2 days in the Gemara. One day in the Gemara says, Osi rabbim uvat lemechitzta. One day it says, Losi rabbim uvat lemechitzta. So if you hold the Osi rabbim uvat Rabbim means it's traffic. Yeah. The traffic that's going through. That's so Yerushalayim supposedly had that straight street. And people were going in one side, out the other side.
And we know it. We have a Gemara that says that it went Mishar L'Shar with no turns. We know this because?
No what?
That Yerushalayim had a straight going all the way through from child.
No, because else you wouldn't have this. Because Tosis says it's omid the emtsa pilush. If it would zigzag, then say the opening was like over here, and then the other opening was on to the right or to the left. Then wherever you're going to stand, you're going to have three mechitzas. It's only if you have like this and a straight line like this. Then if you're in the middle, you only have two mechitzas here. Because these mechitzas don't close. So this way, no mechitzas. And
if you have a cross, that rules the whole thing. You have two streets interconnecting and both go shahl-shahr.
Yeah, no. So one second, so that's...
You have other paths.
Yeah, one second. Yeah, go slowly, okay. Now, Bez Hashem, the next packet I'm going to show you is the famous sheet of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish had this unbelievable shita, and Ramosh also didn't like the sheet of the Chazon Ish. He said like this. He says Manhattan is a Carmelis. It's not a Rishos HaRabim. Why? You go in the street. Say you walk out of this building now. And I'm not going to elaborate now, but next week we'll have a whole packet of it. So you go out in the street, okay? So you're here on the 91st, right? And then you have all the whole block of houses, of whatever. And then you cross the street, the 92nd, whatever. Then you have another row. Right? And keep and on the other side there's also. Now you keep going, and where do you hit to? Eventually you hit to the
river.
Yeah. And there's what? There's a wall there too. And you go there. So any person is standing anywhere in Manhattan, Brooklyn, or wherever, he's gonna be surrounded by mechitzas on all four sides. No, I'll tell you about the Manhattan Arab.
One second. So
the original Manhattan, let me tell you like this. The original Manhattan Arab, I had something, at one point, I don't want to say I'm involved, but I took a boat ride around Manhattan to check the original Manhattan Arab. The original Manhattan Arab of Kasha was based on that there was a seawall around Manhattan. There were some gaps, but basically most of Manhattan had a seawall around it. And that was the, and then you just paint places that were gaps. You had to, fix it. But that was the original Manhattan area. It was the seawall around the whole island. So, but not even using the original Manhattan area, Chazon Ish's idea is that whenever you have a built-up city, so you're going to have a row of houses, another row of houses, and then the next street, another row till you hit the end. Now there'll be gaps. There'll be gaps. But the gaps is, what's the din? The din is that Omen Merubah Laparetz is good. Unless there's a... meaning, this block here, 91st Street between this whole block, and the gap to get when we cross over, which is bigger? This whole roof
block is much bigger.
The built-up part is much bigger than the other. The only halacha, but the only thing is, the halacha is even when the built-up part is bigger than the gap, but if the gap is more than Eser Amos, then it ruins it. So, but some hold, that's only a din derabban. So midaraisa, all you need is omed merubah parts. So memela, every time we go, we'll go out of this building, say we make a left, and then we'll have all the houses to our left, and the other side of the street, all the houses to the right, then keep going. You cross over, and you'll have another row. And then you keep on going until you hit the wall. And then you'll go on the other side of Manhattan. And you'll, so Mimela, if you assume that Pirtzi Yesem Yeser is only the Rabbanim, which the Chazanish assumed, Reb Moshe also assumed, then the Chazanish says, he thinks, and I'll show it to you inside next week, Bez Hashem, he thinks that all the built-up cities can't be Rosh Hashanah.
So according to the Chazanish, do you ever have a Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah.
When?
If you have a non-built-up city.
Like, what is that?
We're getting back to our hick towns in the mountains.
So those are the houses are Haaretz Merubah Laomer?
Yeah, because you can have one house here.
Right.
And then you have a big gap till you get the next house. And then, you know, they're not...
And why is there Rosh Hashanah as opposed to Midbar?
Well...
The Midbar is a carnival.
No, because there's traffic.
You can have you have caravans through the Midbar. They can have traffic through the Midbar. So...
But you have regular traffic.
So the Chazanish should say any big city in the world, Chicago, LA,
yeah,
Paris,
right.
All these are all carmelists.
Right. So the question is, it's too good to be true.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what we're going to see Bez Hashem next week. You know, so why do people argue with him?
Who?
Well, Moshe thought it was not correct.
Right.
So according to the Chazanish, he would hold my hand here, it was not so good. So bad,
right.
And why do Yerushalayim if you don't have walls not a good?
Yeah, so that's the big question. So the Chazanish realizes Yerushalayim was also that, but he says Yerushalayim had the main street in the middle, and Mimela, and it had Suras HaPesach, so it was cut off from the rest. I'll show you inside.
We started saying about going around Manhattan, the places where it's open. When you have water, and one side is water, there's the slope, the angle of the slope.
The angle of the slope, but you have to see if the angle of the slope is... Yeah,
it's anything other than a beach, it's enough.
Right, so that was the old Manhattan area. That was the Manhattan area.
So did you start to say that you went...
We went around to see what was there, and we saw most of it was built up.
Yeah.
That the whole city of Manhattan is Omen Merubah Laparetz. The whole city...
And I can make the case that...
So that was the old KJ Erev was based on that.
And all of North America is not Omen Merubah Laparetz?
Okay, so that we're going to have to see. We're going to see how... Another question is, how far... Say I build a wall around all of the United States. So then the all of the United States becomes a...
Like Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, right, exactly. Yeah. The Trump wall.
That's what I want.
Okay, he wants the Trump son-in-law.
Right.
That's what he
cares. Right. In other words, there has to be also a limit of how much could a mechitza encompass. In other words, after a while, do you say that you don't relate to them? So that's another question of how big of an area do we say the mechitza still are meaningful? And that's, but the Chazanish, this is a very unique shita of the Chazanish, that all the built-up areas are carmelists. So the question is, what's the way out? So that I want to show you.
What is the point of the Chazanish? What is the definition of a highway?
A
highway would be, if there's no mechitza.
Highway's not straight.
Right.
The two highways will be 100% straight.
Well, if you say that the dead of straight is only...
He's
rest of the things.
Unless he holds Rashi as a different thing.
Right, that's a Shechtel, whatever.
I'm not sure if he holds that, or his...
Ray mentioned he toured around the old Manhattan Arab. It's mashma that there was a new Manhattan Arab. When Rabbi Mintz
was in KJ, so he asked me to help him out.
Right.
And we went together in the boat. One Sunday morning, we took a boat. I think Rabbi Schmidman was in the boat also, from Or Chaim. A couple other people were in the boat, and we went around and we saw the.
Good.
We saw that it was only Merubah Laparetz. Now, maybe there are other reasons that it shouldn't be good, but that Nakuda, that was Rav Kasha's Erev. That was the...
What's the new Manhattan Erev? What was the reason to make a new one?
Because they don't want to rely on this anymore.
Why?
Because there are gaps in the...
Matthias change, or they just want to be more Machmir?
I don't think the Matthias changed. The same Matthias. So then the question is, well, what about the gaps? Right. What do you do with the gaps? And what about the bridges? The Lower East Side used the elevated train.
Yeah, so it was from the water to the train.
Right. But this discussion today is a discussion about Do you require that halacha of the foolish Mishar Lashar? So Rashba seems to say there is a din like that, and straight. The Rivash says that even like a dalid, so you don't need straight. And then the other question is that maybe straight is only requirement on the ear that's Mukav Cholman. That's the simple Mishar. So according to the simple Mishar in the Shulchan Aruch, the heter of straight is not so.
What do you mean heter of straight?
I mean
straight makes it worse.
Meaning the
chiyuv
to
rabbi.
Right, and if it's not means heter straight means that you have a chiyuv to be straight to be a shus rabbim, and if it's not straight,
okay,
then it's a karbos. That's
the
what I mean.
Hurt.
Right.
What was the Rashba that he referred to earlier? That's another packet.
Yes, another packet. But the Rashba says it's like Rav Reuven Feinstein said in the name of his father. He said, my father held, if you put Dal Mechitzas, and then you have an area that's functioning as a Rishus HaRabim, even though there's Mechitzas around, so you have a Rishus HaRabim with Mechitzas around, still a Rishus HaRabim.
Well, so, not 600,000 people, but 16 by 16 feet? I mean, like, 20
Well, you have a plot, you have a Times Square, like some
right,
say.
Right,
So everyone has free access. So everyone's, you know, Mishigaran, Me'nehu Bay.
But what would make it a considered Rishus Rabim? The 16 by 16 amos, not the 600,000 people. What would like Rav Moshe say would make that Rishus Rabim?
If you have a place of gathering that's in the walls for Schorer.
Oh, okay.
I don't know when I say Times Square or
right,
something
right,
like that. So that's a separate Rashba. So that's this. Yerushalayim el Moed also, but that's only if you hold lo asirabim v'ad l'mechitza. If you hold lo asirabim, but if you hold asirabim v'ad l'mechitza, then the chazanish's heter falls apart, because then you can't connect the one side of the street to the other, because people, like when you want to cross over from 91st between West End and whatever, now you want to go to the next. But there's cars that go through. So if you hold lo asirabim v'ad l'mechitza, so then we could draw the line. If you hold asirabim v'ad l'mechitza, so then it doesn't continue.
Right. I picture the map. I think at Arab.nyc, and so it doesn't get Riverside Park, and it doesn't get 111th Street on the east side. And what's the reason for that? Because you might say we could say it's covered by water, but we're not samech on that. We say it's that. Why are those not covered by the Arab? Like 111th Street on the east side upwards, and like Riverside Park.
Right, what's there? Are there gardens there?
Well, it's like a park on Riverside Park, but
there's not a lot, because also if there are gardens and no one walks in the gardens, That can, I don't know what the Matthias is there.
Yeah.
In a big city, do we say it's any gate to any gate or only the furthest 2 gates?
Well, that I should make a separate packet on. Right, that's a good. Some say that it means that the simple pshat of the Shulchan Aruch means that the extreme gates of the city, from one gate to the other gate.
Right. So the park, it doesn't have that yellow park right there. But why? I mean, everything in red is the Arab. It sounds like, but the yellow is not the Arab. But like, why?
What is the yellow?
That's
yellow is not the Arab.
It's 111th Street to like, I don't know, like I don't know if that'd be any different than that.
Well, I don't know what that is, but on this side, the reason it's not enclosed is that's the walkway. The highway goes down here. The West Side Highway goes down here, and it separates that from everything else.
Uh-huh.
So the taina is that if they put up an Arab, they put it on this side to avoid all that traffic that's outside here. And the Mela, that includes also that walkway along the water.
Okay, but that's the Indian that we're doing today, is what's the din of Mefulash and Mishar Lashar? Does it mean Mechuvan? Does it not mean Mechuvan? That's maybe a Machlokas, the Rashba and the Rivash. And then maybe it's only... And then the question is, what's the reason? Is it because it's Dumi the Digle Midbar? And then it would apply maybe even in a not Mukav Choma. But if you hold that it's a din in the Mechitzis, that if it's go straight from one side to the other, then you won't have 4 mechitzas, you'll only have 2 mechitzas. And then that only makes sense by Yermuk of Chom. So that's the discussion. Okay. So Bez Hashem, next week I'll show you the Chazanishan side, and then we can discuss some people, but the whole thing is a shtickle counterintuitive, that they built up cities, but it could be Israel.
Yeah.
See, Rav Moshe, I always say like this, Chazanish was a mathematician. So Memele, if it works out mathematically, that's it. Rav Moshe was a more balsvara, and he couldn't be soivel, that you had this big metropolis, and it's not, that's not called a, but that little shtot in upstate New York, with 50 people, that's the Rishus HaRabim. He couldn't be massing such a thing to be true. Because mathematically the Chazon Ish proves it. But Rav Moshe was much more about Svara. And it didn't work with him. As he told, somebody told me once, he was looking on the FDR drive, and he saw all the cars passing by, and he was saying, you know, they want to make an Erev here in Manhattan. He says, what do they think? You only count Satmar Hasidim for the Shishim Rebo?